In the bright leaves of the Hopkinton Cemetery, Walter Scold sets a movie camera on a tripod and begins to film the gravestone of the poet Joel Oppenheimer.
I found this one in 3 minutes and 58 seconds today.
Scold tracks these things with crummy maps and bad directions in a failing graffiti-covered utility van nicknamed the Po-Mobile. Scold has visited some 500 cemeteries across the United States, sometimes wandering for hours before finding graves like Oppenheimer's.
He's really almost completely forgotten in modern American poetry, and yet in the 60s, in New York City, he was a very important figure.
With a blog, a book, a budding organization, and a movie underway, Scold hopes to remind us of poets no longer among us.
One of my sayings is we put dead poets back on the map.
The idea came to Scold in 2009, when he heard former New Hampshire poet laureate Pat Fagnoli read a poem about visiting Robert Frost's grave.
There's a whole long tradition in Western poetry of poets visiting poets' graves. So I'd been reading a lot of those poems, and it's like, what's the deal? Why are all these poets visiting other poets' graves?
Soon, such visits became a passion of his own.
I've been to 411 graves as of this morning. 410 was John Cage, who nobody knows wrote poetry. He wrote like one volume.
But as we leave for the Blossom Hill Cemetery in Concord, Scold isn't sure we'll find 412, the gravesite of Eleanor Vinton. And to better his chances, Scold invites two poets along to join us, Jessica Purdy from Exeter and S. Stephanie from Manchester.
All right, so it looks like what we want to do... Wait a minute, where are we?
Stephanie holds a blurry, scanned map of the cemetery and tries to guide us to section EE, where the grave of Eleanor Vinton may or may not be.
You know, I've seen probably 250 of these maps, and Yes. They're all tricky.
After 30 minutes, we find our section and get out of the van. And Purdy spots the family monument.
I see Vinton.
You do?
Yeah.
Look at that. She's the winner.
Even then, Vinton's sunken stone is covered in leaves and dirt.
She's going to be under those leaves, I bet you. She's hiding.
There we go. Look, see, I told you it's always so exciting. It says Poet Laureate. That is so cool.
Scold fetches a broom from the van, and Stephanie begins to sweep.
There, look at that.
And so one of the cool things about these events for me is now when Alice reads, I'll be hearing a new poet.
And we'll bring her name back into New Hampshire's literary history.
Scold and Stephanie refer to the Dead Poets Remembrance Celebration to be held later in the day at Gibson's Bookstore.
The idea developed when I met Walter Butts and several other poet laureates in 2010 that why don't we have an annual day to celebrate all of our past poets?
The annual day is now celebrated in 8 different locations across the United States. Here in Concord, at Gibson's, Poet Laureate Alice Fogle tells the gathered crowd about Eleanor Vinton.
Well, I'd never heard of her either, and there's not much out there about her. So she started writing when she was a child, and she's a very New Hampshire poet. She wrote about birds and trees and flowers and...
And witches. Here's the tail end of a poem Vinton wrote, telling of their flight from Hopkinton.
And that is how it came about. On sulky broomsticks, one by one, all witches fled from Hopkinton.
Back in witchless Hopkinton, at the grave of Joel Oppenheimer, Scold reflects on the curious turn his life has taken, how graveyards have become the center of his life.
I fell in love actually 2 years ago at the grave of Samuel Longfellow. On our second date, got locked in a cemetery in Cambridge. That was kind of fun.
Before he leaves, Scold reads a favorite bit of poetry written in magic marker above the wheel well of his van.
This is by a guy named Beatlik Joe Spear, and his quote that his widow put on was, "Books are like angels moving between the living and the dead."
In the Po-Mobile, grave after grave, Walter Scold plots a similar commute. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.